Good Sunday morning to you. It's Dave Plyer back with you on 720 WGN. So love that Manny's now, by the way, is open on Sundays for breakfast because that's my go-to. And it's a big year for the historic deli. They're celebrating 75 years. And joining us this morning to celebrate is Ken Raskin. He's a proprietor of Manny's. Good morning to you, Ken.
Good morning.
75 years in the business. You look pretty good, man.
I wasn't around for all those years. I started working at this location actually when I was 9 years old, but I've been doing 42 years of full time, but nowhere near 75. My grandfather and his brother started the one in 42, and my dad worked there as a kid, and then my grandfather opened up a restaurant on Roosevelt Road in 1945, and they had a couple other places along the way, and my dad actually opened up on Jefferson Street in Roosevelt in 1965.
Gotcha. Now, it officially became Manny's right after World War II, and I love this fun fact. The restaurant property Jack bought had originally been named Sonny's, so rather than tear down the old sign and get a new one, Jack named it after his teenage son, Manny, and saving money by simply having two letters and replacing the SU with the MA.
That's exactly how it went down.
I love that. I love it. That's a really good entrepreneur year there, right? Right?
That's right. Yeah. You did what you had to do in those days.
That's right. Now, how young were you when you started hanging out in the family business?
Well, I remember hanging out actually on the one on Roosevelt Road, but I didn't work there. I was just, running around the dining room, grabbing food off of people's plates. And they had a place on Lawrence and Kimball, and we did spend a lot of time there because it was a full-service deli and sit-down restaurant. And basically, we had to live there for the few years that it was open there. But in 1965, when we opened this restaurant, I was there during the construction, and we were getting all sorts of china and stuff. Actually, almost everything was used to start. We were opening up bushel baskets of china dishes and washing them and new pots and pans. And my actual first job was my grandfather gave me a job and said that I should wash the trays and give me a penny apiece.
Wow.
And we were so busy that day, he did not realize how many trays I would have washed. And he ended up cutting it to two trays for a penny.
Is that right? So he negotiated with you even. I love that.
Well, what are you going to do, you know?
I love that. Well, I got to tell you, your home style family, it's this cafeteria style thing. There's really nothing like it in the city, and it's such a wonderful throwback experience. My family, the kids, we love coming there, and so do millions of others.
Well, thank God. Thank you.
Yeah,
we work hard at keeping it the same.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And you're, of course, known for your corned beef and pastrami. I love the pastrami. That's my favorite. But everyone has their favorites. I mean, people walk in there, they beeline it, and they know exactly what they're getting. Tell folks, like on a typical day, you pick up the tray, you get in line, what can they find for lunch or dinner?
Well, when you first come in, you grab a tray and silverware, and there's a very large salad bar there, which was not in the original design. But when we did the remodel last year, we put the salad counter in the beginning, because we didn't want to lose groups of people when someone would say, well, gee, there's nothing for me to eat at Manny's. So
smart.
That solved that problem. Then the rest of the line is pretty much the same. It's just brand new. It's the hot food entrees, the side dishes, the soups, then all the side, the sandwich sides, and then the roast beef, corned beef pastrami, turkey pastrami. And after you pass the corned beef machines, then we have a much larger dessert area, a display area.
Oh, that's my favorite. Yep.
Yeah. So, and then you pay at the end of the line now instead of on your way out, because we have an entrance where the new deli is.
Yeah.
And people go in and out of there, so you wouldn't know whether you're coming or going. So that's why we collect at the end of the line.
And again, you were mentioning the major renovation you did last year. You got the new deli, which is kind of a little separate place from that, which I love to go to because, honestly, after I'm done having breakfast, I go over there and I take some stuff home, which is fabulous. But the new space is just wonderful. It's just so open and airy, and it's really fabulous. And it really kind of keeps the tradition of Manny's in that place.
Yeah, well, that was our goal when we were planning it. And actually, I couldn't deal with the changes. My wife and son, Danny, he had everything to do with the planning of it. And we had a great contractor, and we just basically opened up all the walls and you know, put new flooring and new ceiling in, and it does look nice and bright now.
It does. It absolutely does. And you've had your share, of course, of big-time names grace your place over the decades.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's, that's what makes it very interesting and never gets boring.
Yeah, I mean, both the Mayor Daleys, you know, Barack Obama, Pat Quinn, Bill Clinton. You were telling me a little bit about, before the call, Irv Kupsinen. I mean, he was in there all the time.
Yeah, he was part of a regular Saturday group that used to eat at the restaurant. And I actually was mentioning about our 50th anniversary party that Cup was going to be the MC at, but he wasn't feeling well, and so Bob Surratt actually stepped in and did it. But Cup actually came. He felt better, and so we had a double MC there that night. It was really cool.
Bob, I miss him here. He's Mr. Chicago. I love Bob and Marianne. They're great people. But, you know, when I think about celebrations like this, you know, I got to imagine Bob's going to be all over it. And you've got the 75th anniversary happening at 5:30, July 31st on Monday at the deli tomorrow. And, you know, Bob is, of course, and Marianne are going to host this thing. And its tickets are $150. You can buy them online. All proceeds benefit the Illinois Restaurant Association Educational Foundation. So I love that when you have these events, you always pull in a local charity.
Yeah, well, that's, you know, that's, we like to give back when we can. We really do. And we're underwriting the whole thing. The once other shot is that my wife put together a cookbook of about 16 or 17 of our very famous recipes.
Cool.
We worked together. We cut the recipes down to size and made sure that all the ingredients were accessible from the grocery store.
Gotcha.
And she proved them, and we have to live in a high-rise right now, and she made a lot of our neighbors very happy by passing out the food, because in 3 days she made all those items, and it was sort of crazy.
I love that. I love that. I love that. And, you know, again, for tickets, they can just go to mannysdeli.com?
Actually, it's mannys75 .com. And,
okay.
I think they should actually look at our Facebook page, and there's a link right on there, and that'll take it to them. You know, take them right to the website.
Very cool. Well, again, Manny's 75th anniversary party's Monday at 5:30. Bob and Marianne are hosting. Tickets are $150 each. Again, bought online, Manny75th.com, and on Facebook, and all proceeds benefiting the Illinois Restaurant Association Educational Foundation. Of course, visit Manny's anytime for lunch or dinner. Now open on Sundays for breakfast, which I absolutely love. My pastrami and Swiss omelet that I order. I love that. I love it. I love it. 1141 South Jefferson Street in Chicago. And again, 75 years. And for more on the menus, catering, and more, visit mannysdeli.com. Ken, always a pleasure, and I hope to see you over there soon, pal.
Well, great. Thank you so much. Take care.
All right, Ken. News is next on 720 WGN.